Ken Roczen, hey man, interesting night for you. Dumped the quad, awesome. Crash while leading, not awesome. Super pole, awesome. So like ups and downs.
I know, it was crazy, but it was so rad. Like I've said it over and over. I enjoyed this so much, and I feel like I really needed this, and also with the team and all these new people, it was so much fun. And I've never done a super pole or anything like this. Like, it's very drug out day at Supercross, right, all day. And we were kind of just winging it, which was so rad. And I told Court, I'm like, I don't remember when I told my wife that I'm having so much fun right now, and it's cool. Obviously, I wish that the three main events would have gone a little bit different. Like, my starts were hurting me, and the start turn was so short, and the conditions, like, it was a little bit crazy. And but we managed to get a second. I would have loved to battle with Eli a little bit more, but we had too many riders in between us all the time so I just kind of lost touch. Cause once I had a little bit of a clear lap, he never really got me that much. Everybody kind of stayed the same, which I think was due to the track and the way it developed. I think we can improve a little bit on some areas to make it a little bit better. But basically the entire section after the finish line was, I was hating my life there. It just wasn't normal, right? Like, it was weird.
We needed a bit of a tougher track with some more lines, I think. I mean, hey, it's the first time here, but yeah, it was kind of follow the leader for you guys.
Yeah, and it's tough in its own way, right? Like, it's just different, but we had nothing we could rely on anywhere on the track. The berms were so flat, and it got potholes, and basically after the finish line, if you were going outside, like, it was just weird. It was really odd, but nonetheless, I enjoyed the racing and the fans, and everything turned out to be awesome. And I was just saying that I was impressed with how they were able to stay on schedule.
Yeah, they really were. Not a second late.
It was unbelievable, because I was always kind of like, oh, I wonder, you know, sometimes we fall behind. It was on schedule, like, crazy.
Yeah, it you're right. It really was. I think if you don't fall in that first one, your whole night kind of changes, right? Because it just
the same thing. I'm like, man, I think that would have set me up a little bit different for the whole night. But it is what it is. It was unexpected a little bit, but it could happen so quick because of the conditions.
Did you give Eli the Eli had the very inside gate, I think, right? And you were next to him?
He did. You know, here's the thing.
So why wouldn't you take the inside gate?
Here's the thing. We picked the gate when they didn't fix it. So I'm like, oh, this has a hole, and this one's kind of weird. The other one, that one had a little bit of, like, knobby marks in a way. So I'm like, I'm going to take this one because it's the cleanest. I feel like I can get a good job. Well, we get there, and everything had just loose shit in it. And I'm like, why do they do that? Like, they let us pick when the gates don't look the same. But I also don't think that the inside gate, like, it's like, really far inside, right? And two times I got the jump on him, but I think it's just – you go on the turn, and then I spun the rear because my hole shot button didn't come out. So then the rear is super light, and I, you know. Basically, in the second turn, he was always ahead of me. So.
Okay, so what would you take back to America? We have the triple crowns, but let's say the different lengths, or super pole, or, I don't know, off the track. You're not taking the cardboard tough blocks back. I know that. but what are we taking back from this World Supercross, do you think?
I don't know. I don't know if they're going to change. I think their ego might be too high to make anything similar.
Yeah, but what about you? What do you think?
Like I said, this was my first Super Bowl, and I think that was really rad.
All eyes on you, like, kind of.
Yeah, it was. It's a bit weird because it's not like you get to do two laps and then go for it. So you can't get that familiar. You know, when you have that little break in between, it always takes just a little bit. But it's the same for everybody, of course. But what do I take back? I don't know. I liked how this entire entire day was more compact, but it was more relaxed in the morning, and then it was kind of like boom, 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 and we're done. And it's not a main event at 10:30 at night, you know?
3 hours, we're done. We're done. Like, we started at 5, and 8 o'clock, we're done, which is...
I really like that.
I do like that. How's your bike? Obviously, all new for you. No factory stuff. Factory Jordan. Yeah. But other than that, how was it?
So... The bike felt quite a bit different than what I'm on. I think what I struggled with the most, I think, was the front brake caliber wasn't a factory one. Like, I like my front brake really touchy, and I've been kind of struggling with having to bleed it, but it never really changed. So I just – clutch was a little mushy, front brake was a little mushy, and we tried a lot, and we figured it out. Like, Jordan worked really hard, and also the team. But I didn't really care too much about it because – we knew that this was going to be different, and this was tough. The suspension feels a lot different. So, you know, when you ride a bike, it's it's the same, same, but it's different. So, and like I said there, when I was riding the bike for 2 weeks in a row, I got used to it and I knew what I got. Then I didn't ride for 10 days. Then I came back and new boots, new rims, new completely different feeling suspension. I was like, holy crap, I don't know how I'm going to adjust to that. So I was actually super stoked that we got to ride the day before today. So,
Good job. I mean, you didn't win, but you rode well. And yeah, good job, man.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've ridden well. So it was kind of nice. Nice change of pace.
Cool, thank you.
All right, thank you.